Okay, my name is Michaela, and I'm 18 years old. Today is the 12th of December, 2019, and I'm speaking with
Andrew Smith.
Andrew Smith, who is my friend, and we're recording in San Antonio, Texas. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm really grateful for, as very cliche, but really my family and my friends. Mm-hmm. I think they're all very supportive of me, and I know if I could go to any one of them, they'd always have my back no matter what. In any time of trouble or in need, I could go to any friend, my brothers, my parents, any cousin, and they'd all be there for me in an instant. I really appreciate that about them, and I'm really grateful for them.
Cool. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
One of the things I'll always say until the day I die is know when you're wrong and then learn from that. Mm-hmm. I think knowing when you're wrong is such an important skill to have, because you can get so fed up in your own ego so easily, and you don't realize that you kind of just like propel yourself with knowledge that you only want to hear, and it's such a bad mindset to have. And if you never learn from anything that you do wrong, you're just staying in a constant state of being less of a person than you really could be. Not to say you're a bad person at the time, but you could always improve.
Cool. Awesome. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
I have to think really far back. Okay. Oh, no. Let me think. I think one of my favorite memories of Michaela was she had a party at her house, and during one of the during the night that we were playing on this bouncy house thing, and I think actually my favorite memory of Michaela is we'll have a finals feast every year, and ceremonially she'll have her face slammed into a cake, and she looks so funny afterwards. Ooh, it's so funny. I think those are some of my favorite memories of Michaela.
Good. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Oh, jeez. I think one of my greatest accomplishments in life is being, like, growing to the person I think I am, because I think I still have a lot of room to improve, and I think I enjoy the kind of person I am right now. I think I've created this mindset of you can do anything as long as you kind of help yourself with it, it's hard to explain, but I also am really proud of the people I've met and how I can help them if they need me. I think being a friend that is there for someone if they ever need them is something I really value, and I want to be able to do that for other people. And I feel like I've kind of accomplished that well. I feel like I've created a kind of like a safe environment for people to talk to, which I'm proud of, or at least I've been told. So
yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
I love burning slogan.
I think I would, if I were to go today, I would really want to be remembered as someone who no matter what would never judge someone, who never, mm-hmm. who's always there. Because I don't want to be remembered for the bad things, obviously. You know, no one wants that. And I think those are some of my strongest qualities, and I think it's a good message to pass along, is to not judge anyone no matter what.
Awesome. Last question. What does your future hold?
Man, I don't know.
What do you hope your future holds? Like, what do you want to do?
I really want to have a family in the future, live somewhere that's, no offense to Texas, it's not Texas. I want to live somewhere like colder, you know. I definitely want to have a wife and a family. Yeah. And then I really hope to have a stable job and a stable family and just good memories from them. It's very basic, but
yeah,
I think this,
no problem.
Good friends, you know, stuff like
nice.
That.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you. This is the end of the interview.
Oh,
thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
We are now shaking hands.
We're shaking hands, I confirm. Thank you.